The regional news with Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. Health experts in the center region are calling on families, churches and schools to take up the challenge of educating young people on the dangers of tobacco consumption as they join in observing the World No Tobacco Day. Over in the South region, primary school pupils have been advised to shun deviant behavior, bad companionship, and to make good use of the 3 months vacation. And in the Northwest region, farmers have been enjoined to diversify farming methods in order to protect their crops from dryness and water scarcity as a result of climate change. Those are our lead stories. The regional news in greater detail in a moment. Today is the World No Tobacco Day. Smoking is one of the most common addictions which people find difficult to quit. Although several health campaigns have been carried out to sensitize people on the ills of smoking, many still go about the bad habit. In line with the World No Tobacco Day observed today, our reporter Tala LT of CRTV East caught up with someone who has been smoking for several years to tell of how he became addicted.
Richard Zonga, whom I met on the streets of Betwa, like most smokers I've encountered, know exactly what pushed them into this bad habit, which they have been practicing for donkey years.
It's a fair period of venting.
I have been smoking for over 20 years now. It was never my intention to be a smoker in my life. I was part of a football team in Garwa, and some of my mates spent the whole night gambling. This made me not to sleep easily. So one day, a friend of mine asked me to try a stick of cigarette as a remedy for insomnia. I did it, and it worked. That's how I got into smoking. Although he smokes more than a packet of cigarettes a day, he tells me that he is aware of the effects smoking has on his health. I am aware of the damages of tobacco to my health. I am calling on those who have been able to quit to share with me their secrets. His desire is to quit smoking, but his several attempts seemed to have yielded no fruits. I have thought of quitting several times, but it has never worked. Maybe what I need is a form of treatment to save me from this addiction. Medical doctors in the East say to quit smoking, the consent has to first of all have a strong willpower as well as rely on the help of a therapist.
Kala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
The World No Tobacco Day is equally being observed in the Southwest region, where health experts say the use of other forms of tobacco like e-cigarettes, shisha and dip are gaining grounds in the Southwest region as some youths take up the practice for fun or due to peer pressure. The remark is made today as they join in observing the World No Tobacco Day with a call for families, schools and churches that are agents of socialization to take up the challenge of educating young people on the dangers posed by tobacco consumption. Dr. Diale reports from Boya.
You can call it according to their types, like bidis, cigarettes, cigars, e-cigarette, hookah pipe used to smoke shisha, clove cigarette, pipe, flavored tobacco gums and candies classified under dissolvable tobacco that comes in strips and sticks or sweets. They are all available in our local market. They are all tobacco products and contain nicotine. Dr. Ipando Richard is internist at the Bingo Baptist Hospital, Mutengene. He presents the health risk associated to the use of tobacco.
Risk of stroke, myocardial infarction in those using cigarettes when you compare them with those who do not. And there is an increased risk of lung cancer in those who use cigarettes over those who do not.
Health experts say the use of tobacco is on the increase in the region. Reason why all hands must be put on deck to protect the most vulnerable, who are children, from tobacco industry interference. Dr. Ipando Richard once again.
The use of shisha and other things were not there in the past. But that actually gaining ground. And most people do it for the sake of fun. We start with educating the masses, because most often this thing comes in after a prolonged use of these substances. So you cannot see the effect immediately. So it's always important that the young people are educated upon the risk of the use of cigarettes. Because most often these are practices that people take up. And before even the family gets to know about the substance used by the young persons, they've been in it for some time. So I think the family has to be involved. The schools are involved, churches are involved, so it takes kind of a holistic approach.
Time to choose a healthy living and save our future generations from this leading cause of preventable death, tobacco. Ndoto Diale, for the regional news in Boya.
Away from that, today marks the end of the third term of the 2023-2024 school year. Kindergartens and pupils in primary schools across the town of Ebolova have been encouraged to shun deviant behavior, bad companionship, and to make use of the 3 months vacation period. Head teachers and proprietors of school institutions were appealing learners during ceremonies organized this Friday to dispatch their children for the third term holiday. Clarence Azee has more.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are highly welcome to our end of day ceremony.
Most nursery and primary schools in the town of Ebolova opted for grandiose feast to celebrate nursery 2 children promoted to class 1 and class 6 pupils getting set for secondary education. Emotional packed moment as the kindergartens and pupils thrill their parents through songs, recitations, and ballets.
My name is Bata Emanuela B. Royal. The school here was very fine. We did many things, and I passed my common entrance, and I also wish that I also pass my first school so I can go to form 1.
The joy of most school proprietors and teachers is to have spent a successful school year with their learners. Most head teachers gave a satisfactory assessment of the past year.
The school year is very good. The people of classes have 100% for common in class. I am very happy that I am going back.
Amidst the merrymaking, teachers did not fail to caution the learners to abstain from delinquent behaviors during the holiday period. Parents have also been exhorted to allow their kids spend a restful vacation as they wait for September to begin another learning cycle. Clarence Azzi, reporting for CRTV News in Ebolova.
You are listening to the regional news. From the South region, we move up to the Far North region, where youths in that area have stepped up the fight against hate speech, xenophobia, tribalism, amongst other societal ills which they say are a threat to peace and social cohesion in the country. This is through a number of activities such as sports work and sensitization campaigns under the coordination of the president of the Cameroon National Youth Council, Fadimatu Iyawa Omaru. Sylvester Temke reports.
Marching through the streets of Marwa, the youth from all walks of life across the Far North region, under the coordination of the Cameroon Youth Council, brandish placards as they denounce some societal ills. Fadimatu Iyawa Usmanu, president of the Cameroon Youth Council.
The youth of Cameroon have decided to bring their contribution to the consolidations of peace building in Cameroon. In the Far North regions of Cameroon, we mobilize the youth of the 47 subdivisions through the Cameroon National Youth Council, but also all the social stratas of youth, to bring their support to the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, who called the Cameroonian youth to contribute toward peace building in Cameroon and help him to consolidate peace in Cameroon. So we say yes to peace, no to hate speech, no to tribalism, no to xenophobia, no to cybercrime, and yes to one and indivisible Cameroon by the youth, with the support of the government of the Republic.
At the end of the peaceful march, the youth tendered a motion of support and a declaration handed to the Secretary General at the Far North Governor's Office for onward transmission, affirming their total commitment to step up the fight against the cankerworm. Evariste Atanganazwa, Secretary General at the Far North Governor's Office.
This showed that the youth of the Far North region heard the call of the head of state to build a nation where the living together is a reality. We encourage them to continue to sensitize all the youth of Cameroon to take advantage of the various programs put in place by the government so that they can be capacitated and have more income and contribute to the building of our nation alongside the head of state.
The different youth council presidents are now expected to take the relay to their subdivisions. Marwa Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
We continue our ride of the regional news to the Northwest region, where farmers have been advised to diversify farming methods in order to protect their crops from dryness and water scarcity that is increasingly having a toll on farm produce. The word of caution is coming from experts at the Regional Delegation of Agriculture and Rural Development following several complaints about pests that are reportedly destroying tuber crops, vegetables and cereals. As you tell us, Mercy Kosi.
A few months ago, cassava farmers in the Northwest raised an eyebrow over the poor harvest they had been experiencing due to a strange pest that had been eating up the crop. Most recently, the Northwest Regional Delegate of Agriculture and Rural Development, John Dewey, says a similar problem is being faced by maize farmers.
What you are seeing in the field now is as a result of those dry periods that we have within the rainy season. Maize is a cereal. And the pest affecting maize is what we call fall armyworm. And this is something that is just coming new to our environment.
On the other hand, the change in rainfall patterns is reportedly causing a lot of dryness, which is detrimental to the growth of certain crops. Hence, the Delegate of Agriculture proposes that farmers employ different ways of having their farm supplied with water.
Right now, people who can be safe to an extent are those people that are beside water sources. They can use irrigation method, channel water to their farm.
As heavy as the effects of those changes are on agricultural activities, the experts say they are as a result of climate change. Hence, new and more environmental friendly ways of farming must be adopted to handle the global crisis.
So, to combat climate change, really, we talk about climate smart agriculture, which to us here is just a new concept that we are trying to educate our farmers. We are now looking at farming as a business. That's why we are encouraging our farmers to go in. And in a business venture, before you even go into it, you have to plan.
Maize is a main staple in the Northwest. As such, the farmers have been cautioned to avoid methods that will further affect the growth of the crop so as to curb hunger and food insecurity that is becoming a threat in the region like in other parts of the world. Mercy Kosi for the regional news in Bamenda.
And from the Northwest region to next door center region, nowadays most people traveling out of the center region are going in more for VIP buses at different travel agencies. Some believe these VIP bus services have more professional and comfortable offers compared to the other transportation options. In the report that follows, Irene Mantia Yonge explores how the traveling agencies attract and maintain customers through their VIP services.
Many Yaoundé city dwellers traveling out of the city to other destinations like Douala, Kribi, Sangmélima, the Northwest, Southwest, West, Northern regions view VIP services at traveling agencies in the capital city as a mark of professionalism. They appreciate the comfort and punctuality provided by the VIP bus services.
You have more service, persons are dedicated, persons are more focused because you put your money where you put your money. People are more attentional to money and more attracted to it. And the VIP, you always have better care than the regular service. When we talk about care, we talk about how to treat people how to, I would say, accommodate them and find a better solution. Even where there's no solution, when you're in the VIP, they're trying to get it for you.
It is not too populated. That's why I patronize them. Yes, it is worth it. The price is worth of the service.
At the quality level, you have the comfort. It is not too tight like that of the classic bus. You know, places are too hot this day. So the VIP services give us AC.
However, accessing this level of service often comes with a high cost. A visit at some traveling agencies in Yaounde revealed that prices are varied based on the comfort and accessibility of conditions appealing to different passengers.
The Minister of Transport put a fixed price for traveling agencies already, but now, depending on the different scenery or fact on board, different transport agencies have varied prices for their VIP service. Looking at the salaries on board, the meal on fact, the hostesses, and the care on board.
Depending on the agency standing, the quality of service, equipment and staff, prices can significantly go higher. Nevertheless, passengers are ready to pay the premium for a superior travel experience. Irene Mantayonge for the regional news in the center.
We conclude our ride of the regional news in the Adamawa region as Muslim faithful in the Adamawa and route to the Hajj pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca say they are ready for the spiritual exercise. Before leaving today, June 1st, they went through a training session organized by an accredited Hajj guide to prepare them for the spiritual exercise, being one of the pillars of Islam. Amos Enonyaket Agbo with the details from CRTV Adamawa.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
For some, it is their first spiritual journey to the holy city of Mecca. For others, they already have an experience of what to do during the Hajj pilgrimage, considered to be the fifth pillar of Islam. Before embarking on the spiritual journey, there would be pilgrims received information through projections, video footages, accompanied by explanations as to what is expected of them during the moments of communion with Allah the Most High. Health tips, survival information, how to relate with pilgrims from other countries, and some relevant practical modalities to effectively prepare them for the spiritual exercise. To some of the participants at the training, they considered the moment priceless as they know what is expected of them as they set foot on the holy ground of Mecca. The first group of pilgrims are expected to leave for the holy city of Mecca as from June 1, 2024. Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News, Ngaoundary.
And that's the package put together this day for the regional news, in which you heard that health experts in the Southwest region are calling on families, schools and churches to take up the challenge of educating young people on the dangers of tobacco consumption as they join in observing the World No Tobacco Day today. And over in the South region, primary school pupils have been advised to shun deviant behavior, bad companionship and to make good use of the 3 months vacation period. And in the Northwest region, farmers have been enjoined to diversify farming methods in order to protect their crops from dryness and other water scarcity as a result of climate change. The regional news was presented by me, Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.
Thank you. Back to LDA pilot project dubbed Unite for a Better Life.